Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? Good evening. This is G coming to you live from the Baltimore area. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I have with me tonight a special guest. He really doesn't need an introduction. If you've been tuning in with me for the past 10 or so years, you know who TAZ is. I have TAZ on the line, and let me just go to him. Hey, T, how you doing?
What's up, man? You got a new intro.
now he's telling on
himself. I was like, wait a minute, he got an intro. What?
Man, how long have you not been here? See, guys, he's been coming to the show late.
Come at the beginning because I wasn't really a guest. I just called sporadically, and then sometimes I was a guest, but you never had this intro when I was a guest the last time.
Oh, for real?
Think about it now.
Yeah,
I was like, you got an intro. I almost fell off my seat.
Listen, I'm glad in that case that you got a chance to hear something different. You see your little brother's doing something.
Yeah. Now, if you could put a string together of some of your shows and mix it in under a beat, like, you know, little snippets of different shows, like we talking right now could be a little snippet, and then you put somebody else that you talk to, you know, and put it together and do a string of snippets for your shows and put it under a beat, then I'd really be messed up.
Wow.
You know what?
I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Thank you. See, I learned something new each and every morning. Man, what have you been up to, big bro?
Nothing, man. I've been writing. You know, I retired. Thank God. I'm going to tell you right now, retirement is a great thing because when 6 o'clock comes and you knew you had to be to work before and you just wake up and you retire, you just look and go, well, I'm going to roll back over and go to sleep some more. So it's a lovely thing. I've been retired. I've been writing my soap opera, which is consists of 700 pages a piece. I wrote 2 of them. I'm writing the third one. So once I'm done with the third one, I can release the second one next year and hopefully go on a book tour. And, of course, you know, I wrote the comic book. I'm already done with that. I wrote 200 pages. But in the comic book world, when you make a comic book, they only use, like, 5 of your pages. So if you figure I wrote 200 pages and they're only using 5, we'll probably have, like, 40 issues, you know, 40 different comic books before they get to page 200. So, yeah, we're on the second issue of that. And I'm working on the new music for 2019.
That's what I'm talking about. That sounds great. You know, we have a whole hour to spend listening to some music, but before I go play anything, I just want to let me ask you a question. Who has been your influence? Who has really influenced you? Who's been your mentor?
That's a good question, G. Wright. That's a good question. Being that I'm so old, I'm trying to think.
I know, right? You don't look old.
Let me say it for the people that ain't really been to school. I is old. I say it would be my dad. He's a minister in Ohio, been a preacher all my life since I was a little kid. And I grew up in a church background with my uncle being one of the top bishops in the United States when he was living. He had went to school in Atlanta and actually stayed with Daddy King, Martin Luther King's father. He stayed with them while he went to Morris Brown, I think, down in Atlanta. And he went to school there. And very popular cat. I didn't know he was that popular. Once he passed away, then, you know, you see all the history and everything, and you learn the history. I didn't know all that he did all this stuff. He was a child prodigy. They passed him around different churches around the United States when he was 11. And this was back in the 1940s, sort of, 40s, late 30s. He was passed around church to church to play. He could play music, any gospel music you name out, he could play it. They just named. He didn't have to read no music. He just could play it. So
wow.
this cat was bad, man. I didn't know he was that bad. Like I said, he was just my uncle. You know what I mean? He was that bad. So yeah, I mean, my influences was my uncles. I got a couple uncles that are ministers as well, and my dad mainly. Because
right.
Everybody was musical in our family. Everybody.
Wow, you know that's amazing. You know, I want to ask you this question. You know, we're gonna play this next song, Almighty. You know, by J Bug.
Me and J Bug.
Right.
My cousin.
Was that on your Forged CD?
No. The reason why you see Forged, that lets me know that I cleaned it up on SoundForge. Remember I told you about the program that you can master your music on?
Oh, yeah.
This is on like the very first CD, Be Blessed 1. Well, we just called it Be Blessed. Me and J-Bug did this in 2004, man.
Wow. No, what inspired you to do that?
Well, me and him never. He's a gospel rapper and he does gospel music, really. And I do gospel, jazz, R&B, hip hop. I do it all. But I said, I wanted him to sing, and he looked at me crazy, like, man, I can't sing. I said, yeah, you can. We all in the same family sing, because everybody could do music, right?
Right.
Just go and put him on the spot. Sing, man. So when he sung it, I decided to turn the music down and put the effects on his voice with a little echo so he could sound a lot, you know, more like he was in the studio. And we just did it that way. I just turned the music down on him and put it back up when I did my rap part and then put it back down on him again so he sung the song. And I wrote the song, did the music.
All right. But we're about to listen to some Forge, right? We're about to listen to Almighty. I'm J-Bug and T-A-Z. We'll be right back.
Strides and press on. The Savior's touch graced my life. Now I can see the light. So happy he's inside of me. Now everything's right. That's the power of the Almighty One has touched my life. That's the power. The Almighty One who's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. Said that's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life.
Here I go again, from the bottom to the end. Life is a sandwich, reach out, touch a friend. Don't have to explain, he's feeling me for real. Deliverance in his speech, show favor to my deal. Believe in his words, have faith in your heart. Show patience and spirit for a brand new start. Alive in his goodness, for blessings I will run. Shout it from mountaintops, he's the Almighty One.
That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. He's touched my life. That's the power of the Almighty One. Touching my
Hope you guys like that. Wow.
Different, so that's different, man.
That messed you up, I know.
I
think he was like, the music went out.
I'm like, Lord.
Hey, he didn't know I was going to do that either. I did two versions. I did one with the music and one without the music, you know. And everybody liked the way the music just dropped out. They said, man, that's different.
Yeah,
and that was
I
in
like
that was in 2004.
Yeah, I was like, man, okay. I was looking at the track. I'm like, okay, where's the music at? And I said, okay, this has to be the track. I'm looking at the time.
I told you the music dropped out.
I forgot.
Yeah,
yeah, give me some
just
warning. I'm just joking, man. you got J-Book actually up there and sing.
Yeah, he can. You know, we all can sing. We can show out. We just sing like our uncles and all, you know, some old saints that we knew in the church. If we had to sing that song like that, we could sing it like that, you know. He was just playing around, but he sounded pretty good.
Well, listen, I like that, you know. It's good to do something that's different. You know, it's something that's not out there. You don't see people. Well, you do see people doing it now a little bit. You do see it. I have seen it in a couple songs. I just didn't realize they're going to stay out as long. But you know what? It's different.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, where's the music? It was funny. I looked like, where's the music?
You know, it came back in. I know you were like, what? Then TAZ started rapping. It came back in. Then it went back out.
I said, okay, the music's gone. And I'm like, where did the music left again?
Well, that's the way we wanted. That's the way I wanted to do it. And it just turned out to be, back in the days when I first started doing music, I would do about 50 songs a year. And then everybody that did music with me, we would all vote and say which song was the best. And that just happened to be the best song in 2004. That one.
You know,
because they said they liked the way it was different. And the way J-Bug was singing it with a lot of emotion, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's the perfect thing about being a producer and a songwriter. You know, you're able to do, you can do what you want to do. You know, you don't have to get anyone's permission. You go ahead and do it. People will like it. Those who are supposed to like it will like it. Those who don't, hey, you don't worry about them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all what people like. And be honest with you, when I do my music, I'm doing it for y'all. You know, like you, as you sing on some of my songs. Also, everybody that does music with me or in my circle, I do it for y'all. I really, you know, it's okay if somebody else on the outside like it. That's good. That makes it even better. But really, I'm doing it for y'all.
You have your fan base.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, my fan base is really connected to the people that I do music with, and I'm doing it for y'all, really.
Oh, man. You know, Big Bro, I got to say this, you know, you definitely are an inspiration because you do your thing, you do it, and you own it, and you encourage me. You know, you're like, Greg, you're like, gee, you can go ahead and have your own studio. What are you doing? Now, I'm still, I'm going to venture out into mixing. You know, I have to go different stages. You know, first you were saying, you have your studio. Then you're like, you can create some beats. Then you're like, you know, I still need help in that area. But then you're like, you know what? You can mix it yourself. You know, so.
Everybody's doing now. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that don't go to the studios anymore. I mean, you know, like how we did a song. I did one of your songs by email, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely did that. You know, so I definitely appreciate you. You know, you do it, you go ahead and do it, and you put it out there. Now let me ask you this question. Tell me about Blessed and Father. Can you tell me a little bit about that, a little backdrop to that song?
It's a song me and Jerry Harrison, a.k.a. Jer Bear. He's a policeman in Richmond, Newport News, Virginia. He's one of my friends with me and Ron L. You know Ron. And Gina. They were all in the group together. And Jerry came down to the first two house parties I had in Atlanta, and we recorded this song, Blessed and Father, for one of my Be Blessed CDs.
Blessed and Father. Well, you know, this is what we're about to play right now. And, man,
it's got music in it.
It has music. There's not going to be any dropout spots in this, are there?
It got music in it. I wrote the song and did the music, and Jerry sung it, and I did my little spot in it.
Oh, man. You know, I cannot wait to hear this. You guys are going to love this. This is Blessed and Father with TAZ and Jerry Harrison.
Bless them, Father, for they don't know. Don't know the dealings of Christ, the order that it takes to save their own life. They want to rob and kill, living in the day to day, knowing that it's wrong, not seeking any other way. Jesus has an answer, he's your only lifeline. If you take time to see, he will surely find. Wake up from the bad dreams, clear your heart. With Jesus in your soul, you won't fall apart. I'm expressing this to pave a new direction in the place of evil. You have a new protection. Remember me created in the days of my youth. From all the blessings, I'm older, I have the proof. Don't stray down that lonely street. The devil in your way and he wants to eat. You gotta turn around, leave your troubles behind. If you take time to seek, he will surely find.
bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you.
I gotta keep it real while the devil's on creep. Enter the good hearts like dirt begin to sweep. Keep the faith strong and the Lord will know. With him in your soul, you'll continue to grow. And if you don't know him, I suggest it's time. The joy he'll bring, if you seek, you will find. Live your life flawless with the angel by your side. Walk through enemies, no need to hide. Somewhere in your life you heard, wake up, wrong corner, wrong time. Bullets can break up. Have the shield of love for protection. I'm just pointing you in the right direction. Never is enough, never is too late. Jesus, watch over me to seal my own fate. Word of mouth.
Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless the father, for they don't know what they do unto you.
Bless them, Father. I love that song, bro. I love that song.
Yeah, Jerry did a great job on that.
Yes, he did. That song, that music, that the rap, everything, it was just a great blend. I'm telling you. I like that. The way you had that music going in the background.
2005, brother. That's a long time ago.
But you know, good music is good music. Jay-Z, good
right.
music is good. And that's good music. I'll be listening to that when I'm in my 50s or 60s. I'm in my mid-40s now, so what am I talking about? I'm in my 60s.
You're only a few years off, dog. You make it seem so old.
But you're the one who said it was old. You're the one who said you're old, right?
I'm is.
You're not old.
Man, I'm old, dog. Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm 3 more years from 60. Woo.
Oh.
Black and white TV.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? You're still young. Listen, you look like you're in your 40s. How about that?
Yeah, well, a lot of people do say that. I've been blessed.
Yeah, you
didn't. Thank God.
I never, ever would have guessed your age. Never.
Yeah, I'll be 57, not 50. 57. In July.
Okay, what are we doing for your birthday? What's going on?
I'll be at a comic book convention in Florida, man.
Okay.
It just so happened to be at the same time my birthday. I might make it back to Texas. I don't think so, because it's on the 1st, and I ain't leaving there till the 3rd, so no. And I'll be in Atlanta during 4th of July, so...
Oh wow! Okay, yeah. Well, we're gonna. I can't wait for the next house party. How about that? I cannot wait.
That's September 2nd.
Now I'm gonna play this next song because you know Cause we are on the road, and I'm about to play that song again. I like that song. Lesson Part, I love that. That's one of my favorites right there. Now, Now I wish I had that song that you had done with our girl. This is what we do. How we call it? What was that? That song.
I don't know who you talking. Now, see, I'm old now. I don't know who you talking about.
Okay, well, let me give you the backdrop. Let me give you the backdrop, old man.
Yeah, really. I almost fell out my walker.
Oh, God. You know, sorry about that. You know, let me see. You know what? I know her name, but I'm talking about her stage name. She said, "This is how we do it." You know, she did different variations of it. This is how we do it. She lives in the Midwest.
Mm-mm. Well, I can't wait till you got the song.
I wish I had it on here. I don't have it on here, but I'm gonna come back to it because I know her real name, but I forgot the her stage name. We'll come back to it. But
okay,
that's
so long.
I know, right? Sorry about that. Can we go to the happy song? The song called entitled "Happy Woods" with Minister Robert Jenkins.
Yeah. My cousin, who's a preacher too. Jordan Rogers, he's been on my show before because he wrote a book. It's one of his friends. And he came over with Jenkins when I was living in Atlanta. And Jenkins found out I did music, and he did music too. So he gave me a couple of tracks that he did. And one of the tracks was this song, and I just wrote "Happy," but I didn't write it. You know how you freestyle off the top of your head?
Yeah.
I sung it off the top of my head. I didn't write it. I sung it off the top of my head, and then after I sung it off the top of my head, I talked like I was Kurt Franklin with myself off the top of my head. So the name of the song is "Happy." And I did this in 2004, like a month before me and Darlene got married.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? You know, I love this song. This is one of my other top five TAZ songs out of his thousands of songs in his catalog.
Yeah, thousands.
Yeah, I know, right? So this is "Happy." I love the song. You guys are going to feel his emotions. He might be crying by the end of this song, but he's happy. You're going to be happy. We're all going to be happy, all right?
This is dedicated to those that's feeling this. Happy. Because the Lord makes you happy. That you're going through, and it's hard for you to see the right way. Very hard. If you put your faith in the one above, make everything alright. And on the inside, you'll be happy, yeah, happy. I can't tell you the good things he done for me. Happy. Can't count it on my hand or on my feet. Still he blessing me. He continues to watch over me. Yeah. And he fills my soul. Fills my soul. And he fills my soul. Fills my soul. Feeling so happy. Yeah. Ooh. Happy. Feel it in my soul.
Yeah.
I feel it. Happy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the goodness of the Lord?
Yeah,
I'm talking happy on the inside. Every day, every night, I'm feeling happy. Somebody, clap their hands with
clap
me.
Clap your hands.
And get real happy, yeah. RJ, hit them keys for me, please. Just make me feel happy.
Happy.
As I explain how we are supposed to be.
That's right, that's right.
Happy when the Lord comes in your life.
I live your life for the Lord.
Happy, yeah.
And be happy.
When the Lord cures that pain and strife, I'm talking happy, yeah.
Give it up. Give it up to the Lord.
When you're going through something that's painful,
that's right.
Tell the Lord's name out and
Jesus,
be
Jesus,
so
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus.
Happy, yeah. Woo! I can't say it enough.
Oh, that joy.
I'm feeling happy.
Happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, tell them about it.
Feeling happy in my soul.
In your soul.
Oh, happy in my life.
In your life.
Happy, yeah.
Happy.
In God's name, I'll have a wife.
Have mercy.
I'm feeling happy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me. You don't feel me.
They feeling you.
Happy, yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Through the pain, good times and bad times.
Jesus.
Happy, yeah.
Yes.
When you're rich or poor, you just gotta go through it all and be happy,
happy.
Yeah. Giving thanks to the Lord, the one that holds your
give
all in
thanks.
All. Happy,
give
yeah.
it up to the Lord.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
They hear you. They hear you.
To be,
they feel you.
Happy, yeah.
Give
somebody, hear me. Somebody hear me. Somebody be a witness.
In your soul through Jesus. Amen.
Happy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Feeling so happy.
Hey,
see,
you
want to
redo that?
You know what?
You want to redo that?
You know what? That might be a nice. No, you know, that's a special song. I can't. Listen, let me tell you this. When I finish listening to this song, I'm ready to shout. I'm like so happy. And
that was the inspiration for it. I wanted you to feel my joy in the song. You know?
Let me tell you this. I feel this joy. You know, you said, I can't sing a lick. But you know what? You are caught up. The emotions are coming through that song. That's one of those songs that I don't care who you can sing, who you think can sing better than you. That's your song. You put your foot in that song. No one else can do that like that.
I just did that off the top of my head, man. I didn't even write the lyrics down. I just did it off the top of my head.
I have to say this. No, I feel like that's one of those songs that no one else can sing that song like you start singing that song. Because the emotion is coming through it. I feel it. Anyone who listens to that song can feel the love. They can feel the power of God. You're so happy. You know, I just feel like shouting. I'm just like, yes. You know.
Well, thank you, man. But like I said, I Hey, G, right? I sing way in the back, like woo woo, woo woo, with the door closed and people running 2 more miles ahead of me, and you hear me woo woo, woo woo.
I know, right? listen, that's what I'm talking about. Exactly. Exactly. You know, listen, I'm saying, ooh, I just got to let that marinate just a little bit. I mean, I know. I'm like, that song is just, you know, if you've had one of those days, I mean, it's a good day, but man, powerful right there, T.
Yeah, I just wanted to capture how you can be happy in the workings of the Lord. So, I mean, that's why I wrote it.
Well, listen, I got to say this. I'm honored that you even asked me if I wanted to do that song. Let me tell you this. I think that song is great just like that. Regardless of who else were to sing that song, they're not going to sing that song just like that. That's nice. That's definitely one of my favorite ones.
Thanks. And Mr. Bugs told me to tell you what's up.
Oh yeah. Hey, Mr. Bugs, how you doing, man? I know that you're listening to the show. I wish you could call in to 657-383-1935, so you can call in and talk. I would love, if you just called in for a second or so. But yeah, for you guys who are listening. Mr. Bugs is TAZ's nephew, and he's talented as well. You know, he has the show, his Blog Talk Radio show. Is it still on?
The Mr. Bugs show.
Oh, yeah, the Mr. Bugs show. And it's amazing to see how he's grown. Man, I guess I've been in the family for many years now. It's been like over 10 years, T.
Yeah, it's been a minute, dog, since you ate that chicken at my house.
I know. So yeah, since I ate that chicken, was good, wasn't it?
Hey, but once you ate that chili,
listen, I was in the family.
You lost your mind.
After the chili, that was it.
Yeah, you was through after that, bro.
listen, I like this chicken is good. He was like, he's going to invite me here. He went upstairs, got himself some chicken, came back. I'm like, okay, you're going to offer me. I think you're supposed to be interviewing me for your radio show. And
I think you came over there mainly to listen to some of the beats because you had never heard the music.
Oh, yeah. I think you had already interviewed me for your radio show by then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys, let me tell you this. TAZ is a masterful chef. Let me tell you this. This man can cook anything. He can taste it. Tell you what was put in it.
Especially if I really like it and I gotta have it. Oh, it's on. Then I'll be like, well, I need to figure this out because I got to get this when I'm at home and can't be driving up here to get it.
Yeah, listen. I was a college student and everything, and I was like, look, what time is dinner? I will be there. What time is dinner?
Especially during them house parties, as much food I had out there cooked.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody brings some food. I mean, we had so much food at a lot of those parties. I know that's where you lost your mind at. You like, man, there's all kind of food in here.
Listen, I was at food heaven. The heavens had opened. The angels were singing, ah.
That's what my cousin said. J-Buck said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, man, there's so much food in here. I ain't never been in one of these. The first one he was there, he was amazed. He said, it's like a feast. I said, that's what I wanted it to be, like a feast to get together. They listen to the new music we've done over the years. We do the skits, too, with you playing A.G. McGree.
Yeah, I know. Listen, we had so much fun. Listen, I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to this.
I guess I'm going to have to write a skit, ain't I?
I know, right? And once you write it down, don't wait until the night before. Hey, guys, he writes like 10 pages.
I wait
till
the night before so I can see who's here first because I don't know if Ron going to make the drive this year.
Okay. Oh, I'm not driving.
Now, I don't
I'm
know
fine.
Gina going to not. You know, I know Rolanda's going to be down here.
Oh, yeah. Rolanda. You know, that's her stage name, but that's her real name. Kim.
Yeah, Kim, she'll Rolanda, be here.
Yeah, Rolanda, yeah. She's the one I was talking about who does "This Is How We Do It." You remember how? Remember that?
Oh, track? Yeah. She was doing that. We called that the auditions because it was like she did different voices to do an audition in front of the real Kim, and she changed her voice 3 different times.
Yeah, and you guys, it's funny. It is funny.
It is funny.
You know what? You know, I knew it was going to come. Let me ask you this question. What about the song? I want to play Family, the Hook Only with Miss B.
Yeah, it's a song that we have changed 3 times. I had it where I did the rap and she sung the hook, and then we had it the way you got it with just her singing the hook. And it's about family and family love. They're basically just saying, I love my mother, I love my father, I love my brother, and I love my sister. I love my family. I love my family. And that is just a simple hook with a nice beat and everything. So it's just a simple hook. I love my mother, love my father. I love my brother, I love my sister. I love my family. I love my family. And that's it. Now, everybody I know, everybody's going, well, that just as simple as all day. Yeah, but the way she sung it and the way the beat, I made the beat, it is a nice mixture. So,
okay, so you guys ready? You guys ready? Thank you. This is Gear for the Family. This is Miss B featuring TAZ. This is Family.
Thank you. Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Don't go anywhere, there's more to come your way. So sit back, relax, and continue to enjoy the show.
This is G. Wright. You guys listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I have a big brother, none other than T.A.Z., in the house.
Yo, yo, what's up?
What's up, big bro? Let me just say this. That melody is in my head. You know, I still hear.
Yeah, me too. And
yeah.
I love other, oh, love my family. Man, that's the jam right there, though.
Love my family. All right, all right, T.A.Z. Okay, you ready, T? Okay.
What you mean?
Listen. You ready to put that in there? Yeah. You ready to put that in? I heard you say
No.
Okay, we're gonna get T.A.Z. Yeah, we're gonna get T.A.Z. for real. Yeah, you.
I cannot.
You're holding back on that.
I cannot sing, bro. I cannot.
Whatever. Tell me whatever. You know, you.
I can present it to you and sing it to you so you can sing it, but I'd rather not sing. I don't think I can sing really. Seriously.
You know, you have a nice voice. You can do it. Just what you did just then. I'm like, oh, okay, T, you've been holding out.
Well, man, on certain songs I can sing, but I know them because we done them. You know what I'm saying? But no.
Yeah. I feel you. But you know what? I have this song, and this song I do play on the show. These are the songs. The one you did with Ronell, Giving God the Glory.
Yeah. Glory, basically. I think it's called Glory. Yeah, it's called Glory. The Glory remix, because I got two different songs called Glory.
Okay. See, listen, guys. Listen, T.A.Z. has a whole bunch of songs, so he knows what he's done.
Yeah, this is a long time ago. The song you played on that radio station, right?
Yeah.
When you had your radio show on AM in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, you remember that, right?
80 years ago. That's how I met Tony East, whatever her name was.
Oh yeah, Tonya East.
You still friends with her?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I know she had gotten married like last year or something like that.
Yeah, she got married. She has a son and everything.
Hey, I'm very happy for you. I talk to her every now and then and say happy birthday and say, hey, how you been? You know.
Yeah. You know, I'm so blessed to have come across some great people in the industry. And, you know, independents, we've got to stick together. Independent artists, we've got to stick together.
That's where I met her at. A long time ago, man.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You know, it's good to, you know, still be in contact with some of the same people way back when.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about it is that good music never goes out of style. When it's good and it's wholesome and it's good, it never goes out of style.
And then it's fresh to other people, and you be going,
yeah.
Man, I did that 2002. I did that. I did that when they had dirt roads.
You did when they had.
You
black
was driving
black
a horse. What?
Hey guys, we're gonna be right back. This is T.A.Z. is crazy. This T.A.Z. with Ronell giving God the glory.
G. mind right and the heart will follow. Say you're somebody cause your brain ain't hollow. Knowing what is ever right or wrong. Keep the prayers going up, it will keep you strong. I know you're hit with temptation in your life. Fighting the devil through pain and strife. Say sometimes in the mind it can get weak. But the faith in the word is what you seek. David has strength to take on a tall man. Pray on your knees and do the best you can to win the war. Take a step at a time. These evil snakes hanging in the vine. Don't be blinded. It's the kiss of death. If you fall for that, then there's nothing left. Open your soul and let the love fall out. Giving God the glory, what it's all about. Whoa.
Don't you know we're so happy for seeing another day. We're giving God the glory, and in this song we pray. Don't you know we're so happy for seeing another day? We're giving God the glory, and in this song we pray.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, I got you, Mr. Bugs. I still got that radio drop.
Hey, listen, 80 years ago.
I know, right?
I first started on Blog Talk. We were the ICC or something like that. I forgot.
I know, right?
The committee. Yeah.
I know, right?
That's a long time ago, bro.
I know that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Updated drops, really.
Okay, we need to do that. We need to get on that on top of that real quick.
I'll do one and I'll send it to you.
Thanks, and Mr. Bugs. I need you to do one for me, Mr. Bugs. I know you're listening, and I'll do one for both of you guys.
Hey, when you do it, make sure you say the name of your show, because you know you can go on forever. G-Right Online, G-Right at Be Blessed 31, G-Right on a, you know, you got all your different. We need it under a minute, but over 30 seconds.
Okay, all right. You know who got me started, you guys? Who got me started on that? T-A-Z. He was like, you know, you have to give me your drop. And then I just started to come up with different names, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, and you just kept piling them on. I was like, man, on that one drop we did, I was like, there's a whole lot of G-Rights. A whole lot of G-Rights. I was yelling in the background.
I know, right?
Yeah, I still got that one, too.
Oh, you still got up with that one?
Yeah, I think I'll play it tonight on my show.
We cannot finish this time without you saying something about your show. Tell them where they can find you, and also your writing, your music, your writing, your comic book.
Okay, the comic book is Shea Diamond, and Diamond is spelled D-Y-M-O-N-D, Diamond, and you just Google Shea Diamond like that, and the comic book should come up where you can go to the SheaDiamond.com and buy the comic book or download the comic book. Also, I'm on iTunes. I'm on Amazon, CD Baby. It's T-A-Z with the dashes, like the minus sign, T-A-Z. And it's two presidential CDs. And my show is on Blog Talk, just like G writes. And it's ATAZP, Blog Talk Radio, ATAZP, another TAZ production. That's all you got to do is Google it on Blog Talk and you'll find it. And I'm on tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which is 8 o'clock for me since I'm in Texas. I got Alicia Glover and the APX, a husband and wife singing group. They'll be on tonight.
Oh man, you know, I gotta say this. I'm going to have to come through there for a minute. I got some things going on tonight, but you know, I want to tell you this. I want to thank God and pray God's blessings over you for you just being such a positive influence and force in my life. So I just want to just tell you that again, and just pray God's blessings over you. Thank you, man.
I'm trying to do the right thing now that I'm you know, elderly. Since we've been saying it though.
Oh man, you're elderly. That means I'm headed towards being elderly myself.
Well, I tell you what, one thing I can't do no more is hold that grand baby piano up 2 flights of steps like I did for you when you moved that one time in Atlanta.
I know, right? You know, we're like, hold it right there. I think he might have held that thing for like probably 5-10 minutes. He was on the end.
No, it was longer than that. We went up the steps. It was like about 20 minutes. Remember?
Guys
had to get it up each step. Remember?
Oh, yeah. And we just had
that was the anchor.
He was the anchor. We're like, he's able to do that. You know, he was able to do that. And we got that piano. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. My piano said, thanks.
But hey, that one guy told you if I didn't come along, y'all wouldn't have got it up there.
Yeah, that's true. They were not going to do that. She came in handy, you know. But we just had to make sure you took care of your back. I wasn't going to have Darlene killing me, you know.
Yeah, she's going to get you if I got hurt.
I know we couldn't have that, but you know what? We've had some great times, and I'm just really, really blessed to have you in my life as a big brother and a mentor. And just want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing because you are changing a lot of lives. So just continue to let your light shine.
Well, thank you, G. Wright. And same to you, brother. I'm glad you're in my life. And we have fun together every time we get together. We laugh and nonstop.
I know,
I
know,
mean,
right?
Nonstop.
Nonstop.
For real.
You know, and you know, and we have so much more. In fact, we got to do this again really soon because we have a whole bunch of more music we didn't even get to today.
Well, what you need to do is you need to come on my show one time and co-host.
Okay, just let me know and I'll be right there.
Yeah, and then you listen to a couple of different singers and we give them positive energy because that's what I do. You know, get somebody on the show. And normally I do have some people that's bad, though. I don't have no people that's born. I have some people in there that be jamming. Where you go, man, I got to go get that CD now.
Well, I know, right?
Because I got real people in there that you will be going, yeah, I really like that. Because beforehand, I usually listen to them before I have them on my show.
Wow. You know, you give me a whole bunch of new leads, new songs to play on here. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait till next time. But I just want to say thanks for coming again tonight. And just let me know when you want me to come on your show again. And I want you to come over really, really soon.
I will. I'll have it set up where you can interview, you know, just me and you, and you just be the co-host. And you get to listen to some new artists.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
All right,
God
then.
Bless you.
Little,
have a good
you
one.
Take care for having me on the show.
Thanks, you too. And you guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is G Wright. That was none other than my big brother, T-A-Z. Make sure you check him out. I'm going to play this song again. I love this song right here. Bless them, Father. And you guys have a good one. I will see you again on Tuesday from 9 to 10. And come prepared to listen to a great message and be encouraged. And God bless you and know that I love you. You are loved.
Bless them, Father, for they don't know.
Some people don't know the dealings of Christ, the order that it takes to save their own life. They want to rob and kill, living in the day-to-day, knowing that it's wrong, not seeking any other way. Jesus has an answer. He's your only lifeline. If you take time to seek, He will surely find. Wake up from the bad dreams, clear your heart. With Jesus in your soul, you won't fall apart. I'm expressing this to pave a new direction in the place of evil. You have a new protection. Remember me, created in the days of my youth. From all the blessings, I'm older, I have the proof. Go straight down that lonely street. The devil in your way and he wants to eat. You gotta turn around, leave your troubles behind. If you take time to seek, He will surely find.
Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you.
I gotta keep it real while the devils don't creep. Enter the good hearts like dirt begin to sweep. Keep the faith strong and the Lord will know. With Him in your soul, you'll continue to grow. And if you don't know Him, I suggest it's time. The joy He'll bring, if you seek, you will find. Live your life flawless with the angel by your side. Walk through enemies, no need to hide. Somewhere in your life you heard, wake up, wrong corner, wrong time. Bullets can break up. Have the shield of love for protection. I'm just pointing you in the right direction. Never is enough, never is too late. Jesus, watch over me to seal my own fate. Word of love.
Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't.